On this episode, we are talking ChatGPT. We're going to go over 10 ways that agents can use ChatGPT to sell more homes. It is a tool that can make your job so much easier in so many different ways. We're going to go over what a bunch of those ways are, because this is no longer a technology that you can just ignore. You cannot bury your head in the sand. ChatGPT and AI is coming, and if you are not using it, you will be left behind.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 270 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome. I'm here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's snowing again. Big surprise. But spring is coming. We're almost there. Stoked about that. I've lived here my whole damn life, and usually I'm just like, you know, enjoying winter. I'm just over it this year. Just over it. Ready for some warmth. We bought a house. We moved into our new house in October, and it instantly got cold and went from fall to winter-ish. So we haven't even enjoyed spring or summer in the new house. That's why I'm ready for it. Anyhow, guys, we're talking robots. We're talking AI. We're talking about some creepy shit that will grow your business. Okay? This is the long-awaited ChatGPT episode, and you are probably, if you're listening, I'm sure you've heard of ChatGPT by now. If you haven't, great. I mean, fantastic. This is the perfect episode for you to hear. But most agents have heard of ChatGPT. They've seen a couple things like, you know, it can help you write your listing present or your listing descriptions. Yes, that's true. But it's so much more than that. And I want to go into it so that you really grasp the technology and what it's going to do, not just what it can do for you today, but what it will be able to do for you in the very near future, because this shit is going to happen fast. ChatGPT just came out in like November and exploded. And it is the fastest growing platform. I think it's the fastest to a million users, or maybe it's fastest to 100 million ever. Like, there's never been a technology platform that has grown faster than ChatGPT. So how do you, as a real estate agent, use ChatGPT to sell more homes and to grow your business and to be more productive and get more clients and all of that stuff? Well, I'm going to go over 10 ways that you as a realtor can use ChatGPT to sell more homes. And you're going to find that you just don't have excuses anymore. You're going to find that your excuse of, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to post, I don't know what to do about this, I don't know what my clients are thinking, I don't know how to write an email. You literally don't have an excuse anymore. So I'm sorry, for some of you, like, you can't rely on your dumb excuses anymore. ChatGPT removes all that. So let's jump into that. I'll show you how ChatGPT can help you to write better titles, come up with topics for content, write emails. ChatGPT, for you guys that are like, okay, I hear about it, but what is it exactly? It is artificial intelligence. Okay, it's not just some algorithm. It is actual artificial intelligence that learns. It pulls from data sources in the internet and what everyone else is typing in and what they're submitting to ChatGPT, and it learns. So it's not just Google. Okay, there's Google, which is great. But how frustrating is it when you're looking for an answer and Google just gives you a bunch of links and then you have to go find the answer, right? If you're looking for, hey, what should I do on my 10th wedding anniversary? You just get a bunch of links for people that paid for ads that hit those the keywords, right? Well, ChatGPT, it takes Google and puts it on steroids, okay? And that's even an understatement. It's like Google mixed with a personal assistant, mixed with a copywriter, mixed with a marketing designer, like all in one. So it will actually like serve up the answers that you're looking for. And I'll give you some examples of that. Really, really cool stuff. So you take notes today. This is a good one. But first, most agents struggle because so many of those small, seemingly insignificant details just fall through the cracks. You're not doing the important little things over time. And when so many of those little things that you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I didn't remember their birthday, or I forgot to follow up with that listing presentation I did 3 weeks ago or whatever, those add up. Okay, those are huge missed opportunities, and you have to capitalize on those. You have to plug the holes. So you have all of these things falling through the cracks. That lead that you got 4 months ago that stopped getting followed up with, right? Because you don't have a system for it. You can't remember the listing presentation you had 6 weeks ago. And then you're like, oh, crap, they just sold their house. Crap. But you never followed up with them. Like, that's totally on you because they forgot about you. They haven't heard from you since because you don't have a system for it. Your clients started using your past clients. They started using another agent because they forgot about you because they haven't heard from you since the deal closed. You don't have any systems and you have no idea how many contacts it takes to close a deal. You don't know how many new people you need to put into your database on a regular basis to get closings. You have no idea. What you need is Follow-Up Boss. They do all of this for you. Follow-Up Boss is the CRM growth platform used by the highest selling, most profitable agents in America. And because you're a listener of the Massive Agent Podcast, Follow-Up Boss will give you a 30-day free trial, and they don't even ask for a credit card. You can keep your wallet under your butt. They don't even need it. Try Follow-Up Boss for free for 30 days and see for yourself why the vast majority of the top producers, top brokerages, top teams all use it. All you have to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss and start your 30-day trial today and use it. Actually log in and use it. Don't just sign up for the trial and bounce. Use it because I'm telling you, success leaves clues. All these giant teams and super high-powered solo agents and brokerages who are all using Follow-Up Boss and swear by it, that there's a reason. Go find out what it is, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. And while you're at it, use the cheat code that so many agents around the country are using to become the knowledge brokers in their area and stay ahead of fast-changing market conditions and learn how to communicate all of that to their clients, which is most important. Spoiler alert, they're all using KCM. They're all using Keeping Current Matters. You can get a free trial of KCM today by going to trykcm.com/bam and notice yourself feeling much more confident in listing presentations, much more confident when speaking with clients, much more confident in your videos when you're trying to educate. When you actually know what's going on and then how to communicate it, you're going to get a lot more deals. Try KCM.com/bam. ChatGPT, guys, this is real shit. Okay, let's get into it. ChatGPT right now is on version 3. And ChatGPT 3 is pulling from a set number of data sources from the internet. And I believe, it was only pulling up to about 2020. So a lot of post-COVID shit, it still doesn't quite know. So it's a little bit outdated, actually. But here's the thing. It's like having a personal assistant that can just instantly just crawl the internet and find whatever answer you're looking for and then package it in a way that's an actual answer, not just a link to a website for you to go find your own answer. So here's what you have to do. Just like with Google, some people are talented with Googling shit. Like I've always felt I'm a very talented Googler. It's funny, my wife and I, like, she'd be like, oh, how do you do this? Or what about that? And I was like, well, did you Google it? She's like, yeah, and I couldn't find anything. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I just changed the verbiage on, like, what you ask Google, and I find the answer instantly. Like, I just learned, it became a talent of mine, a skill of mine, to be able to Google shit. Some people just don't have that. Well, when you know what to type into Google, you can get answers quickly. ChatGPT is no different. You need to really learn how to prompt it to give you the best data. Okay, garbage in, garbage out. So if you don't know how to prompt it the right way, you're not going to get the best shit. So just know that going in. So we're going to go over some of the prompts and some things that you can tell ChatGPT to do. But let's back up even further. If you don't even know where to get it, first you're going to go to chat.openai.com. ChatGPT is a product. Okay, it's a service from OpenAI. OpenAI is the company. Chat.openai.com. You're going to create a free OpenAI account, and then you're going to log in. Now, just beware, ChatGPT is extremely popular. And right now, there are a lot of people, especially in the middle of the day, who can't get in. It's timed out, it's full, so you just need to try again in off-peak hours if you can, but usually after trying it a few times, I can get in, no problem. So if you don't get in the first time, don't message me and be like, this is bullshit, I couldn't get in. Well, try it again. Like, I have the same issue sometimes because people want it. So you log in, you create this account, and then it's very basic looking. Now you have to tell it to do something. So start messing around with it. Ask it something that you would ask a personal assistant. Okay, so here, I'm going to jump into the 10 ways agents can use ChatGPT to sell more homes, all right? So the first is to give you SEO-optimized YouTube descriptions or writing captions for your videos or summarizing your videos. So what that would look like is you just did a YouTube video and it's on 5 reasons to move to Salt Lake City. So you tell ChatGPT, write me, so you literally tell it what to do, write me an SEO-optimized YouTube description. And you can even say that's 600 words long, 200 words long, or just leave that part out. You could be as specific as you want. Write me an SEO-optimized YouTube description for a video about the 5 reasons to move to Salt Lake City that include these 5 points. And you can paste in those 5 points. And it'll write you this awesome description and you put it in YouTube. You can do the same thing, like write me a social media post, but be specific. Write me a LinkedIn post, write me a TikTok caption, write me an Instagram, write me a Facebook post, whatever. Number 2, social media posts. Okay, you can say, write me a tweet on this topic. Write me a tweet about why people should move to Salt Lake City. Write me a tweet or write me a Facebook post write me a funny Facebook post in the voice of Gary Vee. You can even do that. I've tried that a few times. In the voice of whoever, as long as it's someone popular. Write me a Facebook post about why now is a good time to buy a house. Now, this would be a good time to let you know, a lot of the answers that you get are a little bit generic. Okay, it's not perfect. It's a hell of a lot better than Google. But just know that sometimes the data is outdated. So if they talk about low interest rates, just know you're going to have to go in and tweak it around so that you're not saying these are historically low interest rates. That's a little tone deaf right now, and it's not even really accurate. So here's the thing with ChatGPT. It's going to get you 85 to 90% there. It's doing 85 to 90% of the work for you, which is amazing, right? So that's why I said in the beginning, your excuses are gone. Like if you're like, I don't know what to post today, or I need to do a video, but what should I say? Well, have ChatGPT write you a video script, okay? So write me a video script for a 30-second video on this topic. And if it's too long or too, if it's worded too formally, say make it funny, make it quirky, make it casual, reword it, try again. Like you can have it keep trying and give you different versions. So it's going to do most of the work, but then you have to take it the remaining 10 to 15%. So you got to reword some stuff because it's overly generic, overly formal a lot of times. And you've got to go in there and add some personality to it and fact check it. So that's pretty important. So that's with all of these. So number 1, SEO optimized YouTube descriptions. Number 2, social media posts. Number 3, yes, it can write your listing descriptions, which is pretty cool. I messed around with this. I just said, write me a listing description for, and then I put my address in there. And it pulled bedrooms and bathrooms. It pulled square footage. It pulled all this stuff. Some of the features of the home were off and incorrect, but for the most part, I was blown away. And it even used the word boast. It even used the word boasts, for God's sakes. I mean, is it even legal to post a listing description that doesn't include the word boasts? Well, this listing description boasted the word boasts. It was fantastic. So you might have to clean it up or like, hey, write me a listing description from this address. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath, big backyard, 3-car garage, blah, blah, blah. And so if there's specific features, tell it that. Say, include these, and it writes it. And if you want to, say, now include the pool, or take out the part about this. And treat it like it is a person, as creepy as that is. Treat it like it's a person, and you're just like, great, but try this again in this way. That's how you talk to ChatGPT. So MLS descriptions, huge. You don't ever have to write another one again. You just have to tweak it a little bit, make sure that it's accurate, but it does a very, very good job with listing descriptions. Number four, you could have it write your emails, emails to your clients, weekly newsletter emails. You could do drip campaign emails, whatever. It can write your email copy. Number five, it can write your email subject lines. You could say, give me 10 great attention-getting subject lines for an email about this. And it can spit out some subject lines. Now, you have to use your judgment on whether or not they're any good and whether they those subject lines will get people to open the email or not. But again, ChatGPT removes this blank page syndrome. Blank page syndrome is when you're staring at a blank page and you're like, where do I start? What do I do? I have that from time to time. So, I mean, this is huge. And I know that it's a big deal. So if ChatGPT is taking you 80 or 90% of the way there, and then you just go in and reword some shit, maybe add some stuff, remove some stuff, reword it, add some personality to it as needed, and boom, you're done. Instead of just staring at a blank page doing nothing because you don't know where to start. Are you starting to see the power of this? So number six, video scripts. You want to write a, you want to do a video about the five reasons people should move to Salt Lake City? Well, make sure you have those 5 points and say, write me a video script for a 60-second video about moving to Salt Lake that include these 5 points. Boom, it spits out a script in like 5 seconds. You could do that for Reels, TikToks, you could do YouTube videos, you could do whatever. Video scripts. Number seven, articles for your local blog, blog posts. Okay, it can write, if you tell it to write a 600-word blog post about this topic that includes this keyword and this keyword, it will do it. Like, that's basically the prompt. Write me a blog post on this topic that's meant for this audience that's 600 words or less. Boom, there you go. And if you want more, just say continue and it'll write even more. It's crazy. For blog posts, it's huge. But know this, if you guys cannot just take what ChatGPT gives you and take it like unedited, right? Just take ChatGPT's shit, post it on your website and think that it's going to do well in Google search results. Google has AI scrubbers. Or what do they call them? AI, not trackers, but the word's on the tip of my tongue. They know when it's written by AI. So you have to change it around a little bit, but you want to anyways to give it some personality and make sure that it's accurate and good to go. So just know that. It's not going to perform well on Google or YouTube if it's straight from ChatGPT. They can tell based on certain structure or words or all of that, that it's AI. So you have to change it around, but again, you want to anyways. Number eight, video topics. This is one of the most common questions / objections that I get from so many of you when it comes to doing more content consistently. You say, great, I don't know what to post about. Okay, who are you trying to reach? Sellers, great. So go to ChatGPT and say, what are some of the biggest pain points that home sellers have? Give me 10 of them. Give me 10 pain points that home sellers have. What are 5 issues that people have or 5 frustrations that people have when they're selling their house? Boom, you have 10 of them. Each one's a video. Each one could be a video. Each one could be a blog post. Each one could be a reel or a TikTok. Each one could be a freaking YouTube video. It just gives you the topics. Now, it's up to you to come up with great hooks for those. ChatGPT is just not quite there as far as really great attention getting hooks. I believe version 4 of ChatGPT will, because it will be up to date. We'll be able to pull from all the best shit on social media over the last couple of years, all the best, most clickable headlines. It's going to be able to pull that stuff. Version 4 of ChatGPT is supposed to be insane, and it's pulling from, 15 or 25 times more data sources, and it's going to be up to date. So not just up until 2020 or whatever it is with this version. So crazy. The reason I mention that, if you can learn now how to use ChatGPT and you're using it to get 80 to 90% of the work done for you. You're eliminating blank page syndrome. You're getting so much more content done than you ever were before. And then the next version comes out, you're already going to be a pro and will know how to adapt versus waiting for version 4. Don't do that. Just use it now, because right now it's kicking ass and saving people a lot of time. A lot of you who are trying to do more in less time, you've been trying to hire VAs to do shit. If you learn how to use ChatGPT the right way and prompt it and understand when to use it, you can eliminate the need for a VA. You could eliminate the need for a copywriter, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't do those things, right? You may still want them, but start here. Start here with writing your emails, writing your copy, writing your YouTube descriptions, writing captions for your posts. If you do a great 30-second video that you put on Reels, you put it on YouTube Shorts, you put it on TikTok, just say, hey, the video is about this. It includes these topics. Write me a quick caption for Instagram. And boom, there's your post. The caption, the words that go along with the video on Instagram. So that was number 8, video topics. Number 9, you could take the transcript of a podcast episode. The transcript is just like, Dustin said this, then the guest said this, then like the whole, everything that was said in a podcast, put into words, in text. You copy that, you put it in ChatGPT, and you say, write me an SEO-optimized blog post, write me an SEO-optimized YouTube description, write me a summary, write me a great headline to put on an ebook. Amazing. Number 10, closing gift ideas. Give me 10 ideas for closing gifts for people that just bought a home with me, and it'll start spitting out some ideas. You can use this for people using it to plan parties, plan anniversary activities, plan vacations, figure out where to go on vacation. Like, the sky's the limit. Anything that you Google, ChatGPT can help you to get the answer faster, because it gives you the answer and it delivers it in a well-packaged way that's actually the answer, rather than here's a bunch of websites that might have the answer. Big difference. Let me go over those one more time, those 10, because I know we stopped between them. You guys that are like perfectionists, you're like, by now you're wanting to freaking kill me because I didn't fluidly and smoothly and consistently go through 1 through 10. So, I mean, fuck me, right? But here you go for you guys. Number 1, SEO optimized YouTube descriptions. Number 2, social media posts. Number 3, MLS descriptions. Number 4, emails. Number 5, email subject lines. Number 6, video scripts. Number 7, articles for your blog. Number 8, video topics. Number 9, Number nine, take a podcast transcript and turn it into a YouTube description or summarize it as a social media post. Number 10, closing gift ideas, and so many more. The best way to learn ChatGPT is to use ChatGPT. Go get a free account, go start messing with it. And where I have learned the most is by watching TikToks and Instagram reels about how people are using ChatGPT. And most of it had nothing to do with real estate, but someone was using it in this specific way. And I'm like, oh my God, that could be applied over here. Oh my God, that could be applied in my business this way. Oh my God, I could use that this way. I'm going to take it a step further, guys. So that's just like ChatGPT 101. It gets really crazy when you learn how to integrate ChatGPT with other programs. For example, there are some companies right now who are using ChatGPT integrated with the live chat on their website to actually have conversations with customers as this super futuristic, better chatbot. So there's one way. One way that you guys as marketers can use it that I see as the most helpful right now. Right? If you have a big company and you have a lot of logistics and a lot of systems and shit, there's all sorts of ways to integrate and to plug ChatGPT into your systems to do other things. But one of the coolest things I've seen is to bulk create graphics on Canva. So if you use ChatGPT to come up with 20 reasons why people should move to your town, and you take those 20, you put them in a spreadsheet, you can bulk upload them to Canva. And as long as you have a template, like a graphic template, it can just create a new graphic with each one of those 20 things. So here's a graphic with number one, here's a graphic with number two, and it just replaces the text on each one automatically. Boom. Super freaking cool. I learned that from watching TikTok videos about ChatGPT. Very, very cool stuff. I'm not going to go too much more into it now because we don't need to make your head explode. And it's very, some of you might be there. Some of your heads might have already exploded, to which I apologize. Not like you could hear me, but you have to get in the game. I'll leave you with this thought. Okay. When ChatGPT first came out, I think it was around the first week, I was playing with it a little bit. We've been doing a lot of talk about it in the Massive Agent Society. Our members have been using it for all sorts of cool shit for a couple months now. But very early on, when I was first messing with it, I saw someone post, I think it was Marky Lemons Ryle actually posted this, and I think it's perfect. She said, "It's not that AI is going to replace realtors, but realtors who use AI will replace realtors who don't." What else is there to say, right? If this is why in the beginning I said you will be left behind. This technology exists. This tool exists. If you're not using it, if you're choosing to not use it, you will be overcome and you will be pushed out by those who are using it. ChatGPT is a tool, and it's a very high-tech tool, and it's going to get faster and crazier. Pretty soon it's going to be able to create videos and images. It already can create images when you integrate it with other programs, with crazy shit like floor plans and all, like insane stuff. It would have to be a whole other podcast episode, and that some of that shit's over my head. But that's where we're going. So if you don't learn now, there's agents who are diving in and becoming ChatGPT experts already. Like, I don't know more than anybody. There's plenty of people that know more than I do about this, but maybe I'm a step or two ahead of you with my knowledge on ChatGPT. So if I'm using it and I'm able to do a lot more posts and a lot more articles, a lot more this and that, and better YouTube descriptions and better titles for my podcast episodes, better topics for my videos, all of that, if I'm able to do more of that and you're not, I have a huge competitive advantage. So again, AI is not going to replace agents, at least not in the foreseeable future. When we get to like Skynet shit, that's a different world. But for now, for the foreseeable future, a realtor who uses AI will absolutely beat the realtor who does not. Keep that in mind. Take that to heart. Take that to the frickin' bank, because it's true. It's like saying, the agent who uses the internet will beat the agent who doesn't. No shit. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Could you imagine if you were like, no, I'm just going to stick with faxes and just writing on paper and printouts. How you doing? How you doing now? You're dead. You're not even in the business if you're not using the internet in your business. This is one of those things. I hope that taught you guys something today. Hope you enjoyed. We'll be talking more about ChatGPT. I'm still learning. We're still evolving. We do talk about it quite a bit in the Massive Agent Society for you members in there. It's cool because everyone's using it in different ways. And then we share, hey, I just used it this way. Hey, did you know that I just used it to do this and blah, blah, blah. And it's this really cool like ChatGPT mastermind that we've created within the society, which is awesome. I mean, that's so cool. Really exciting technology. This is not just another fad. This is not just another social network. This is not just another thing. This is a completely new thing. Like when Google became a new thing, this is similar to that. This is the next iteration. Don't keep your head in the sand. Remove heads from asses. Remove heads from asses. That is your homework. So if your head's in the ass, get it out. Appreciate you guys for listening. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with your broker or a team leader or a fellow agent or someone in your office or with your brokerage in a Facebook group. Help us to reach new agents. I'll keep coming back every week with a new episode. And if you have not yet, please leave us a positive review for the podcast over on Apple or Spotify. Spotify now has ratings and reviews, so we need to boost those up. We need to bump the shit out of those. My goal is to become the number one most reviewed podcast in real estate. I believe we're very close. If we're not number one, we're certainly in the top two. But I need to go check those numbers. Help us out. If you're an Apple user listening on Apple, All you need to do to leave us a review is massiveagentpodcast.com/review. It will forward you right over to the Apple Podcast platform where you can leave a quick review and write me something. Let me know what you like about the show. Let me know which episode you like, what you learned, what you're doing, how is it helping you. That keeps me going. The reviews that I get keep me going. It is fuel. You have no idea. And I appreciate everyone that takes the time to do that. It helps us grow, helps us to reach new agents and to reach a new audience and to be found more often in search within the podcast platforms. So for you guys who have done a review and who are about to, and everyone listening, thank you so much. Appreciate the hell out of you. See you next week.